Don McKenna still smiles when he recalls Monday night. He was pulling into the baseball park in Cahaba Heights, ready to coach his son's game, when he got an update on his BlackBerry. A federal judge had ruled against Realty South. The baseball team also won its game that night.
It was a great 2-for-night. Even got doused with Gatorade by 7-year-olds.
McKenna filed the suit in 2004, alleging that Realty South improperly charged a $149 fee to home buyers and sellers who use the company.
If you look down a settlement statement, you'll see 20 or 30 charges. You're writing a check for $100,000 or more, and $149 just seems like, well, I guess I'm paying that too.
Earlier this week, federal judge Virginia Emerson Hopkins ruled the firm collected the so-called administrative brokerage commission, but performed nothing for it. That violates federal real estate law. Now, a $149 fee doesn't sound like much, but this is a class action lawsuit with 30,000 plaintiffs. And because it's a federal lawsuit, the damages are tripled. Do the math, and you get a price tag of nearly $13.5 million. And that doesn't include attorney's fees and expenses.
That's going to be a big hit for Realty South in a time when the real estate business is not flourishing.
Larry Cowart is interim dean of UAB's Department of Finance, and he's a real estate expert who's watched Realty South grow into Birmingham's largest real estate company.
If it is not insured, then it's going to make a very significant impact on them.
It's hard to say exactly how painful the payout will be. Realty South is a private company, so financial records aren't publicly available. Realty South is owned by the nation's second largest real estate company, Home Services of America, and Home Services is an affiliate of Berkshire Hathaway, which has acknowledged a drop in revenues. UAB's Larry Cowart estimates nearly half of all big realty firms charge a fee like the one that got Realty South in trouble. He says those firms are now on notice.
I think that any real estate brokerage firm that has been charging a fee for which they did not actually render a service, or they cannot associate a service with a fee, will be, you know, up in the sights of attorneys and buyers who paid that fee.
In a written statement, Realty South Marketing Vice President Don Reeves says the company disagrees with the judge's ruling and looks forward to appealing. In the meantime, this leaves realty professionals like closing agents and attorneys scratching their heads. Even today, Realty South is still charging the disputed fee. Even with it being in court, the company increased the fee to $250 last month. Until the case is resolved, buyers and sellers will have to keep paying it. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.